It. Superior Smiles Gentle Quality Dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Not a whole lot of questions today, Coach, but a couple here for you. Now let's get to the first one. From a coaching standpoint, what is the best way to attack the defensive systems and teams that pack it in when you're seeing right now in the WCHA?
Well, that's obviously a good question, and that's what you're going to see every night. And not only the WCHA, but watch NHL hockey or most teams. What you have to do is obviously have a good transition game and make sure you take advantage of your offensive rushes. We had a few this weekend. We did take advantage of a couple. Your power play has to be good. That's one thing that will get teams out of maybe their, you know, playing so defensive, but as the game stayed close, teams play that way. So we've got to get our power play going. And then just when we're in the zone, you know, we have to get more traffic to the net. We have to take the goalie's eyes away. Our defensemen have to be more involved in the play in the offensive zone. So that's whether it's getting shots through or jumping into open spaces. And lastly is use the back of the net. We're continuing to try to use the back of the net. If you're just in the corners, you know, it's easy for teams just to, you know, cut the ice in half and come over there. So we got to try and stretch it from side to side, low to high, and then use the back of the net.
Interesting. Next question. With 20-plus future commitments already, does this affect your recruiting strategy for the next year or two? And what is the message to potential future recruits with this many players in the fold already?
Yeah, we have a few, and you know, most teams, that's the way recruiting is this day and age. I mean, you're you know, almost a couple of years out, which we are. So we have room for players, and we've got a strategy, and we have a list. We keep all our list on our board. So we've got a board in our office that has this year's team, next year's team, the year after, and the year after. So we actually have it 4 years out right now. So you can sort of slot in and see what our needs are and who's on that team or projected to be on that team, as long as we don't have any early departures, which we're going to have. We're getting players now that, you know, they're too good. They're going to be gone. So we have to project a little bit. And that's why you see in recruiting now, a lot of schools will do, well, you're going to come in either fall of 15 or 16, depending on what our board looks like and how you're playing. So that's how we deal with that. But it hasn't affected us with future recruits at all.
So how often do you guys sit there and look at those 4 years, you and the rest of the coaches?
Well, we do it at least once a week because it's a moving target, you know, and then you're always trying to project, you know, your draft choices or free agents. Is Phoenix Copley going to be here 4 years? You know, he's getting a lot of interest from NHL teams, so can you keep him 4 years? And that's part of it, so you have to make sure you're always aware and trying to be one step ahead.
All right, thanks for the questions. Let's get to a trivia. And we've got a couple of tickets, Coach, for Friday night's game?
Yeah, we do. I'm going to throw a question out
all
there.
Right.
And it pertains to Bowling Green's national championship. They beat Minnesota Duluth in three overtimes. And who was the goalie for Bowling Green? And he's got some local ties here now. So who was the goalie that won the national championship for Bowling Green against Minnesota Duluth? And I believe the year was 84.
That was 84.
84, somewhere, I think it was. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yeah, 84 it was. 1984, Coach Sertich.
The goalie.
Coach Sertich was.
Yeah, Coach Sertich was
for the
Duluth, yeah.
And. All right, that's a tough one.
Well, he coaches in the area.
Yeah, 483.
Coaches in the area. He has some local ties. Played at Bowling Green.
483-4054. That's good for a couple of tickets for Friday night's Michigan Tech hockey game. And again, we asked if you won any contests on the mix in the past month. You're not eligible to play here today. Let's go to the phone lines and see if we can get a winner. Hello.
Hello, Gary Krusek.
Yes, Gary Krusek. Yeah, very good.
Who's this?
This is Russ Kilman from Oak Con Arena.
Russ, how you doing, Russ?
He should know that one.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Russ.
Does he talk about it all the time, Russ, or something? Is that how you know?
Yeah, I do. hanging out with him quite a bit up there. So
yeah, no, he's a good guy, and obviously was a heck of
good
a goalie.
Guy.
Heck of a goalie in his day.
What a game that was, though. Hey, coach. Yeah. I mean,
three overtimes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
You almost hate for anybody to lose a game like that.
Well, you really do. There's no losers.
You've been in games like that.
Hey, yeah, don't remind me. Thank you,
Russ. Great job. You can stop on into our studios here at Hancock and pick up your tickets. Make sure you do that before 5 o'clock on Friday. All right, Russ.
Congratulations,
Killen,
Russ.
Our winner. Great hockey player in his day. Still a good hockey player. Just doesn't get out as much as he used to. So congratulations to Russ. And you want to give away Saturday night's tickets?
Oh, yeah. We'll give away Saturday night's tickets.
Okay. Got another question?
Yeah, let's throw another question out there. I'll throw another Bowling Green question since that's who we're playing. This coach currently coaches college hockey at Hockey East. He coached Bowling Green when they won that national championship.
All right, that should be a nice, easy one. 483-4054. Toll free 866-483-4054. A pillar in the coaching ranks.
Yeah, let's say he's the all-time winningest college victories in college coaching right now. And he's one of a few coaches who won national championships at more than one school.
Was Bowling Green his first head coaching job?
No.
No, it wasn't.
I believe he started at Clarkson and then obviously
Clarkson.
Went to Bowling Green. So, heck of a coach and does a real good job. And obviously was Gary's coach back then.
He was. And 468 wins just with Boston College alone.
Nine coaches at Boston College.
You said that.
I said Hockey East, but let's see if someone can pick up on it.
You said that already. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello. Okay, 483-4054, toll free 866-483-4054. While we wait for a winner, Coach, well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, what's your guess?
Jerry York.
Yes. Who is this?
Bob Osceola from Hancock.
Bob Osceola from Hancock. How you doing, Bob?
Doing good.
Congratulations, right. Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Osceola. All right, Bob, stop on in. This is for Saturday night's game, and you need to be here before 5 o'clock on Friday to pick these up, okay?
Sounds good, thanks.
Thank you, bet.
Okay, enjoy the game, Bob.
Free tickets there. Compliments of head coach Mel Pearson. Really quick, Coach, Bowling Green coming in with a tough loss on Saturday night against Alabama Huntsville, giving the Huntsville team their first win of the season in overtime.
Yeah, good win for Huntsville, obviously. They're still... You know, I think they're the only winless team at that point. So good for them to get a win. And obviously, at Bowling Green will not be happy. They'll be coming in here a pretty mad bunch. So I know Coach Bergeron will have them ready to play. It's a team, obviously, that we're right there within the standings. Mm-hmm. So it's an important weekend for us. And we're going to play Bowling Green four times within the next month here. We play them here at home, and then we play them just at the end of January. So this is a team we see four times. I picked this team to finish in the top three. In the league this year, so I've got a lot of respect for their players and the team that they have, and they're a good team. They played very well at the end of last year and got off to a real good start. They've lost some tough games, some tight games this year, so they're going to be another two hard-fought, close games.
What is it about this team that makes them so good, Coach? I know they got guys like Bryce Williamson who's scoring a lot, but what is it about them that's so tough to play against?
Well, I just think their overall team play. They play well as a team. They play together as a team, well defensively, and they get after it. They're very aggressive, whether it's on the penalty killing, whether it's on the forecheck. So it's a team that's similar to some of the teams we've seen. But like I said, they're going to be a handful, and we've got to be prepared and ready to play.
Well, it should be great. Game times are at 7:07 both Friday and Saturday night, and then Huskies will finally have a weekend off. And I almost don't want one, Coach. It's been a lot of fun just going every single week and
really
get into a groove.
We're one of the few teams that has not had a weekend off. And, I think our team has held up well through it. Tyler Shalast has done a great job with our strength and conditioning. You can see it in our team. And I know we'll get a few days off, and the players will look forward to it. And I just encourage everybody to come out. You know, we need that fan support. It's going to be a big weekend. We have the teddy bear toss on Saturday night. So if you're coming to the game, please bring a teddy bear, a stuffed animal, and throw it on the ice. And obviously all those goes to underprivileged children for Christmas and whatnot. So it's a great event, and I would like to see how many we want to see? Over 1,000, Derek. If we get that'd be great.
Teddy bears?
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody bring one and let's get those teddy bears down on the ice and encourage everybody to come. Should be two real good games, entertaining games this weekend.
Sounds good. That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ.